This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Marysville, Michigan motto, a great place to visit, a better place to live, population about 10,000, and enough of them undecided voters, they could swing the election.
First, though, we know Barack Obama is popular in Europe. We saw those crowds that cheered him this summer, and a poll from the BBC finds that Europeans prefer him to John McCain by 4-1. But as NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London, plenty of people in Europe doubt that even if he wins, they doubt that Obama could easily mend transatlantic relationships.
In a thoroughly unscientific poll in the parking lot of a South London supermarket, there were a few people, like Christian Palmer, who said they would probably support the 72-year-old senator from Arizona.
Probably McCain, to be honest with you, purely because I don't think Obama, I think he's a bit, I don't think there's a lot of substance there, personally.
There were plenty of people, like Jimmy Hutton and his wife, who really didn't care.
I don't know enough about it to
you
even
don't follow
suggest it.
No. But you know there's the black guy and then
old guy.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't want to probably...
Really?
Yeah, I just don't know enough about it.
Any feelings?
No.
You just don't follow it?
No, not particularly.
I'd say you don't care particularly?
Not particularly, no.
And there were some people, like Jo Cook, loading shopping into her car, who I guess were never going to be impressed by anyone.
I think they're both rubbish.
Overwhelmingly, though, opinion among this group of London shoppers followed the findings of the BBC's global poll in favour of the tall senator from Illinois.
I think I'd vote for Obama.
Probably Obama.
Obama, I think.
I think so. I think he's for the people. He's just for the ordinary Joe, as I suppose the Americans would say.
I just would go for him because he's young, and he's, let's face it, he's black. How different is that for America?
And, of course, it's not just the majority of British who feel that way.
For Germans, someone like McCain would be, you know, a third term of Bush.
The maverickness of the maverick McCain seems to be lost on many Europeans, says Professor Andreas Etkes of the Free University of Berlin.
The way Obama is perceived here will make things possible again. That's a little bit, you know, it's not logical or it's somewhat irrational, but I think that's also part of politics that we have to consider, that emotions, it's not just about their politics, it's also about their style.
Obama, of course, had a rock star welcome in Berlin in July and was also invited by French President Nicolas Sarkozy to the Élysée Palace, an honour not accorded to John McCain on his visit. But not everyone in Europe is convinced that an Obama presidency would make everything better, French political commentator Anne-Elisabeth Moutet.
Popular culture is aggressively anti-American. Americans are seen as warmongers. This is something that has been allowed to spread because it was very easy to express contempt of America. I don't know how it can be fixed, even if Obama is elected.
Moutet and others say many Europeans don't realize that Obama would be under some of the same constraints as any American president if he wins the election. Timothy Lynch of the University of London is author of the book After Bush, The Case for Continuity in American Foreign Policy.
I think in some ways he's setting himself up for a very large fall should he win, and he has to return to these capitals where he's been touted as as the great savior of American democracy, and it has to ask the assorted European leaders for more troops. And can you make them fight in dangerous places? Now, I think that for all his cosmopolitanism and his remarkable life story, they're going to have the same reaction to George Bush's requests for that kind of level of support, which is to say, no, we're very cautious about your war on terror. We don't recognize its moral legitimacy, its strategic efficacy. Please go back and reconsider.
Clearly, there will be readjustments in transatlantic relations whoever wins the US election. But one of the other big questions on people's lips in the parking lot of that South London supermarket was this. Can't we just have the vote now? Like, tomorrow, maybe? Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.